off his head and mounted on a post outside my door as a warning to his successor. The scribe says that he fears more for his reputation than for his head. He keeps babbling about scholarship and art. This is a history, he insists, and not a barracks yarn. I claim the opposite, and I see no shame, for in arms this story began, and in arms it ended, and in between there is many a fallen warrior to mourn, and many a deed to honor. Unfortunately, I have been warned that it is bad luck to kill a scribe. Besides, he works for my brother, and I've promised Almeric to return him in good condition. In the interest of family peace, I'll let him live. And I hereby warrant all blame for what follows is upon my head, and so I warn the reader. This, then, is my tale. There are those who claim there were evil omens by the cartful on the morning my story begins. Nursing mothers whose milk suddenly soured. A two-headed piglet born to a tavern keeper's sow. Newly sharpened swords, mysteriously gone dull at the armory. And a witch whose bone-casting cup shattered in mid-toss. There's even a yarn about an evocator who went mad